Who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We did, and who helped you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you! Call me a bitch, you stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Coming in the name of...
You don't talk to me like that, bitch.
I don't even know who the fuck... Why don't you...
Put your man on the phone, I said. What are you crying for?
Just someone died.
Ma'am?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen.
Oh!
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask you for some fanfare. The band. Fanfare, because, ladies and gentlemen, Sting has always gone ahead of itself. They have done it again and again and again. I remember the year they brought in the Fat Boys that were hotter than 10,000 firesides. And if you know, and if you enjoy hip-hop, if you want one of the coolest brothers out of North America, you hear a crew in Jamaica with something that goes like this. Who the heck is this? Paging me in the morning at crack of dawning. Please welcome for the first time inside of Sting 96. Please welcome.
Madhouse, Carlitos, Madhouse, baby.
Madhouse Radio is back.
Yay, we're on. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
You high yet?
I'm getting there.
All right.
I'm on the the threshold.
Okay, we can't start the show.
Right, we can't start the show yet. Yeah, stop the show. Yeah.
Take one puff. There you go.
Stop the show, everybody.
Take
we're
one
not,
more.
We're not high. Hang on, like, the clone will help us with that.
Yeah, we're not ready yet.
Clone is in.
One more puff, man.
In a second. Yeah, let me get these kids up. All right. Whoa, Jesus, God, clone.
Yeah, I got to turn it down.
That's clone right there.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody, we're here tonight. Congratulations, we've made it again through another week. We are still alive. We are not at war with another country yet. The terrorists have not struck again.
That we know about.
That we know of. Yeah, Jack Bauer is hard at work saving us.
Oh, yeah. I heard that started the other day.
It did. It's pretty good.
I haven't even seen, but you know, like, one episode.
You know who's in it? Fucking Kumar's.
Is that what?
Harold and Kumar.
And he's a bad guy.
He doesn't look
like a Muslim. He looks Indian, like he is. And they're trying to get him to play a Muslim. It doesn't work. Jesus Christ. Who was that? Someone was loud. Clone, you're loud, man.
Still loud.
Oh, my God.
Bringing me down, Clone. Bringing me down. It's
the
all good.
Breaker.
It's all good, brother. So, yeah, we're here tonight to do a show. It's me here, Carlito. In studio with me is Will. Will, say hi to the...
Hey, everybody.
Will's made it tonight.
I think I got a little bit more live tonight. I don't know. Last week I was just like, I don't know.
Well, you're also drinking tonight.
Oh, what the heck?
He's out of it. Were you high?
I am now.
We're about to take a moment for that. You know what it sucks? You know, we don't have an extra bowl for Will this week.
Oh, that's okay.
Athena took... Well, we always do this thing now where we all take a hit at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So you're just going to have to... You just got to take a sip and then we'll...
Oh, I got me some brandy too, so, you know.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's
what kind of brandy is that you got?
VSO... E&J. VSOP.
Wow, very nice. It's very, very gangster. Milkman is here. Yeah. Milkman, what's up?
I got a fresh one packed.
Somebody's breaking up.
Clone's working on it. Milkman, what's up with you, man?
Yeah, man.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for being on tonight, man.
Yeah, man. I'm right here, man.
Milkman. Milkman.com.
I know
everybody.
We're ready to have a wonderful show.
I haven't been there yet. I got to do that.
Carlito's got some wonderful adventures up his sleeve for all you kiddies out there. So get your good numbers together and let us bust all your friends down.
Goddamn right.
Send them in.
What he said, man. Do that thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Punch him in the mouth.
Punch it in the mouth, motherfucker.
Hey, I want to give a quick shout out, man, to my buddy, Mr. Craig.
Craig Coleman.
90.6, the Mouth.
The Mouth.
Sweet kisses, my girlie.
Sweet kisses. The
Papa
lady
Bear, all you new I'm people out there, welcome to this wild thing we call the Madhouse.
That's great, Milkman. Very good. Very good show of your pipes. Clone Homegrown, living the American dream, is here tonight. Clone, what do you say there, sir?
I'm trying to live it. You know how it goes.
Smoke weed every day.
Are you depressed?
Yeah, I got some bad news today, man, but it's cool. Life goes on.
All right, man. Well, I hope that works out. You got someone sick in your family. I hope everything works out. We'll be praying for you here. So there it is.
Yeah, my mom's sick.
All right, man. It's not super bad. Is it pretty bad? It's bad enough, you mean?
Well, there's no turning back from it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's one of those. My mom is probably going to be there in a few years herself. He's degenerating as far as health goes. So, unfortunately, Mama Lito is not going to be around for much longer. Hopefully not, you know. Hopefully she will be here for a long time, but in all concepts, she won't. Yeah, sorry to hear that, Clone, man. You need someone to talk to.
Your family, man. Yeah,
so we'll be taking up an offering tonight for Clone. If you want to donate to that, that's over there at clonehomegrown.net.
That's cool. Clone Homegrown at paypal.com.
Yeah, clone. I haven't been to either one.
No, it's in a quarter ounce.
Clonehomegrown.net is great, Will.
Okay.
That's my favorite one out of all. We all have our own
page.
Right. You know? And I'm in charge of the mouth.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to have to get you.
Oh, my bad. I got to get you to put me down on your AIM list or something.
Okay.
William Reed 420.
You're there. William Reed 420. If anybody wants to, now we all know
you
your last name.
You got to send me that information.
All right. We will do that. I will, man. Or Milkman here. He's good at that kind of stuff. He's young. He's young himself. He's a very young guy.
What's it?
Yeah,
22?
We'll get him on, man.
Yeah, that's right. We will. What's... Oh, shit, we got Nugs in the house. Nugs, what's up, man? Just
wow.
In time for introductions, man. Say something.
Yeah, it's about them.
Is Nugs here?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it cracking?
What's up, man? Good to have you on, bro. Thanks for being on, Nugs. Make sure you got
all
some
right,
headphones
man.
On. Make sure you got some headphones on.
We got a bro
on.
In the house, go. Man.
Yeah, Nugs here. He does great. You know, Nugs, you're on the.
I warned all you kiddies out there.
I just uploaded Nugs
show.
2 weeks ago. Nugs called in. No, 3 weeks ago. Nugs called into the show, right? And did some pranks. I just uploaded that today.
Yeah,
that's all uploaded. That's on one of the podcasts for today. So be sure to check that out. The podcast is updated with two new episodes. MadhouseLive.com. MadhouseLive.com. Check out the podcast. Get a hold of us through there. And look out for the CD coming
That's
soon.
Right.
We got
if you happen to miss out, or you'd just like to hear another great episode of the Madhouse, go check out our podcast, www.madhouselive.com.
That's right. The CD's coming out any day now. I've got problems.
The Mouth.
Milkman, I've got problems with the CD, man. You know what happened? Did I tell you?
Oh, man.
I need to take requests. I need to take suggestions. That's the... Screensaver here, Will.
I know.
It's scary.
Out, man.
Yeah, we're starting to get
paranoid. Man.
We're starting to get paranoid. It's that time of night.
It's just a cop screensaver. That's it, man. Not a real deal.
It's a blue and red flashing
hey,
light.
Don't talk about
that.
Yeah,
that's not. That's bad karma, man. Shut up.
I got some stuff I got to deal about.
Bringing my brother. Stop that shit.
We don't like talking about cops on here. We don't respect cops on this show. Sorry to say.
I don't anymore.
I don't.
I look hot.
Nugs is way hot, but
not anymore. I'm sorry, I can't respect the pigs. I can't do it.
It's hard to. It's hard to respect police officers, man.
Point.
I got hit with dumb shit all the time. Like
I get searched every time I get pulled over. I get searched. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not the whitest Puerto Rican. You know, every time, and it's always like.
Yeah, never I break
your market.
Nugs, man, you're way loud. Try to bring your milkman. Work with him on that. Try to maybe get him to turn his mic booms down a little bit. All right, we gotta do this shit early, man. Now we're encroaching on the time. But I get searched every time. He's loud. Nugs has got to work on that. You get searched every
Nugs,
man?
Just back away from your microphone. Hold it about a foot away from your face and
yeah,
try it.
He's working on it. You get pulled over? I mean, you get searched when you get pulled over, man?
I got searched when I was like 16.
Yeah.
They put me out of the car. I had a permit. And they try to say I was speeding and all on the yellow lines. I'm like, nah. They put me behind the car in handcuffs to search the car.
What the fuck?
I was 16. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
Can they just put you in the back? I mean, that's real fucked
up. No, you know, normally, you know, all right, you're going to lay on the back of the cop car. Just stand here, you know. Whatever.
Right.
No, he got to do that.
Put you in cuffs and stuff. That's fucked up, man.
And it was a Mexican cop. Man, go figure.
A Mexican cop?
Well, okay.
I've never
Puerto
seen
Rican
a,
or...
I've never
okay.
seen a Mexican... Are there Mexican cops?
Hispanic in nature.
You live in California. Are there any Mexican cops?
I didn't know. No, I haven't been to California like that. I was born
that's
there.
That's an inside man. That ain't a cop.
Yeah, the only Mexican...
Yeah, we got a Mexican cop here.
The only Mexican cop I know of is fucking Eric Estrada. What's his face from Chips? What was his name? Punch.
That's
the only Mexican cop that I know of. He's got that new show on too now, right?
I don't know. Oh, he's going.
The Armed and Famous.
Yeah,
Aaron. Hilarious.
I haven't seen it yet, man. What's it? Is in Columbus or something like that? I think. What town are they in? I should put him like in L.A.
No, they're in Indiana.
They're in Africa. Yeah,
Indiana.
Indiana. Come on. There's nothing. There's no. They gotta put them in the real shit. They gotta put them like in L.A. or something like that.
I know? Thought they were doing it in L.A.
No, they're in Indiana.
No, they can't go to no hard town, you know
they
what
can't
I'm
go
saying?
To L.A.
No, they couldn't have it. They get shot.
Indianapolis, though, is rough, though, man.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't know nothing about Indy.
Indianapolis is a pretty big ghetto.
Man, there is this wild ass bitch over there, man. They will run your ass down. Her name's Deborah. Don't screw around with
that's right. Deborah
over there in Indianapolis.
Deborah the bus driver. That's funny, yeah.
Deborah Mansfield.
I think that's cash, man. I'm sorry. I think
it's
I cash. There's plenty right here in case. Here's an ashtray. You know what to do from there.
Beat bowl.
That's right.
Pack up the green bud.
So, yeah. There we are. Man, I'm pissed off at somebody. Guess who I'm pissed off at? What corporation am I pissed off at tonight? Milkman, go first.
AT&T.
Negative. Will, what's your guess?
The Clone Homegrown Incorporated.
No, not Chiga Incorporated.
Singular.
Not singular. Nugs, if you're able to talk, any guess?
The Mexican Smuggling Agency.
Wow, that sounds bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to put headphones on, man. But no, man, Comcast.
I do have headphones.
Something's coming through on your side.
Turn off your stereo mix,
off your stereo mix, that's right. Make sure you're on microphone only. I think that might be what it is. But no, I'm pissed off at Comcast, man. You know, I spent 2 hours last night talking to this Comcast shit.
Oh, is that what you got?
Oh, shit.
I had Adelphia. We're stuck with Adelphia in this stupid complex here.
Oh, I got
here,
shut
right?
off by Adelphia because I was peer-to-peer shit file sharing. And
oh, they
everybody
do that?
Was downloading everything I had on my computer, man.
Oh, see, I don't share anything. I'm a leech. I don't share anything because I don't want that to happen.
Well, I had email, and apparently you have to share in order to download.
Yeah, it makes you a server, pretty much.
Yeah,
you
man.
Go out and get you.
You got to get a business package, though. That's the loophole. You get a business package. They can't say it because you can give away like copyrighted material because you're making it. You can just say you make it.
Yeah, it's
they
my
can't,
stuff.
You know what I'm
so
saying?
So you get a business account?
Yeah. That's
and a static IP?
Yep, and that's your loophole to that
that's
system.
That's what you got to do
you
right
gotta
there.
You got to pay like what? An extra 20, 30 bucks, but hey, whatever.
If you're really into it, though.
You know?
Well, how many nerds are there in the world, actually?
I don't know.
There's quite
a
few. So much shit on email. You can get anything.
I thought email was dead. I thought it was all torrents now, man.
Oh, hell no, dude.
I did too.
It's got everything. Porn, applications, music. Yeah. Bear shares, though, the shit, man.
Roommates do bear share. They got
that's still around? That's
hip-hop.
Old. Are you
no,
real?
They've been doing updates. Just like LimeWire. LimeWire, you just steal their pro copy right off their
you
site.
You have to have the old bear share. The new bear share sucked.
I think it did. I don't know.
WinMX, that was awesome for music, and they took it out. I think it's back in some way, but
Sonic
I just
file or Sonic
I don't know.
Music
I stick to torrents, man. Torrents, very reliable.
iMesh became the new bear share.
iMesh back when iMesh first came out, I used it for porno purposes. It was great for video, and you know that yeah, iMesh. Well,
really I just go to the website.
It's only music. Bunch of gay ass shit.
Prank. I hear someone saying prank. Jesus said prank. Jesus is saying prank. What's going on in the chat room real quick? Let me pay attention to the chat room.
For 10 seconds.
DTT says, Comcast Carlito, how was your Verizon hell better than AOL? That's DTT. I'm sorry, that's wrong of me to say. I'm sorry. Anyway, Zombie Slayer says, play some racist music when you call the Wawa. I don't...
What's the Wawa?
Yeah, play some damn nigger hate music.
Zombie Slayer.
Walmart.
Okay. Wow. MSC3 Clay is announcing Carlito Clone, Milkman, and that guy in the studio. All right, guy in the studio, man. What's
all up? Right, that's me. Oh, is that me?
Yes, you. You're the guy.
Oh, okay, I'm the guy in the studio. All right.
And we got Nudge in the house.
It's Will with the Thrill.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, somebody remember my name.
That's
awesome.
Right.
I can't remember none of y'all names. All I know is the names. I couldn't match the sounds with the names. So.
Well, slowly, maybe.
I'm still like,
fuck you. Time to hit another
I'm
one.
Trying. I'm trying. I'm trying to remember because I'm like, okay, what's this dude? Who is he? Okay, I need to remember something about him. And it wasn't working.
You're one
it's
of the.
Bill, right? Not Will.
It's Will.
Will.
Willie Will. Will.
Chill Will.
It's not Bill.
Big Will.
Bill.
Chill.
Billy.
Big Will 420.
James. No one ever calls you James.
I'm Agent 007.
No, you know what I love it?
I'm double. No, wait. I'm 048. 048.
I had this manager who used to call me Jose all the time on purpose.
Jose?
He's like, I don't know why I keep calling you Jose. I was like, motherfucker, my name is Carlos, man. How do you confuse Carlos and Jose?
I wanted to call you Pedro one time.
No, Pedro. Check this out.
What's up?
My ICQ has 007 in it and 420.
Also, man.
All right, well, Clone. You said that you're what?
Sweet Kiss is 69.
Did you pick that? 007 420.
No.
It just came out like that. Wow.
It's like 420, 69, 3007.
Yeah. And people use ICQ still? I don't know. Well, isn't ICQ like AOL?
No, I was like.
That was yeah.
Jonathan was asking me about it today.
He was too. He asked
ICQ
me.
Is
Jonathan's like, hey,
AOL. AOL bought ICQ.
Yeah, they keep it running, but it's shit. But Jonathan today was like, hey man, do you use ICQ? I was like,
what the hell is
that's
ICQ?
Like so September.
Man, ICQ is the shit for file transfers, Carlito.
Yeah, but nobody who
man, I tried that mess.
No, it's good for ICQ file transfers.
ICQ,
you can queue transfers. You can have up to like
yeah.
20. And
yeah,
just send
ICQ
them.
Though, like I found some hot. Spots, but then it'd be like 100 kilobits a second. It was the slowest shit in the world. No, it was like 25. That shit used to get on my nerves. Like they got all the stuff you want, but it comes slow.
Yeah, but ICQ, man, you could get some tail back on ICQ too, back in the day. But ICQ is like real September 10th. You know what I mean? That's what I call things that just aren't modern anymore. I call them they're September 10th.
You know,
ICQ's one.
Yeah.
What else is September?
I remember.
What else? VHS tapes. That's real. That's September 10th.
I'm still using that. Hey,
why are you using VHS?
Because I got the dual DVD and VCR player,
time
and I just record the TV shows. God, I got
all my porn's VHS.
Yeah.
You know that's what's gonna be valuable in a couple of years.
You think
what I'm
so?
Saying? When the VCR go, VHS
it's gonna go
goes
retro,
away,
like 8-tracks.
You know, I got Tracy Lords
on VHS.
On
eBay.
Tracy Lords, wasn't she a minor in some of her movies?
I just remember the titles of them.
Yeah.
I can't remember the actors.
I don't know. Yeah, I just.
Yeah, that's definitely 80s old school, man.
But,
Tracy Lords.
You know, Will, how old are you?
I'm 25 in a couple of days.
All right, well, happy birthday. I'm 27. You know, if we had the porno when we were...
12.
Like when
29.
When me, Will, all right, and he's 29.
Who was 12 again?
Milkman's 82.
I'm going to molest you, that little 12-year-old.
Nuggs is 12.
I'm 87 years old, you young whippersnappers.
Milkman's 87.
He just makes himself sound young.
Clone's the oldest one here. He's 29.
Elaine,
I'm thinking about
2 years old.
Somebody sounds real old. I don't know if it's a clone or if
it's Milkman.
Milkman.
It's
Milkman sounds
the
like
guy.
The you know the groovy dude from back in the day.
Yeah.
Hey man,
he does.
Right, man.
Yeah.
Like the old time days.
Well, anyway,
when I was a young whippersnapper, I used to burn a lot of stuff.
You got Milkman started on this. He doesn't stop when he starts that old talk. But what I was trying to get at is the fact that,
Here now, don't make fun of guys.
Alright, I'm gonna cut you off. You don't shut up, man. I got the button right there, man. Don't,
yeah, I see him doing
don't
it.
Fuck with
don't
me, man.
Don't be like that, man.
Quiet. I gotta beep you. Right there, yeah. See, I do that right there.
What's that?
I know, mute. That's this computer over here.
Oh.
Well, I'm trying to say, man, if when we were teenagers, 14, 15, 16 years old, we had to rely on VHS tapes and stolen magazines to look at porn, right? And now, these days, these kids can just go online.
You know?
And they get it for free. What the fuck, man?
Man, I had to buy all my own computers, and I didn't get one until I was 16. That sucked, man.
I didn't get a computer until I was 19, but I kept
Ooh.
Going. I used one at the library, like, every day. I could use it if I had to in school. And then when I was 17, I graduated, went to college, and I used the computers there.
Man.
And 2 years later, I got my first computer. Now I got, like, 3 in here. Isn't that something, man? That's something, man. You know? know. So VHS.
Yeah, I got a free laptop when I went to college.
This one chick in one of my classes, she has an old retro laptop from 1996.
I got one from 82 or 83, man. It's got a something bod modem in it, like lower than a kilobit, like 180 bytes per second.
We're talking way, all right, we got to get on a prank, man. We're just like, this thing is getting out of control.
We're getting out of control.
All right, prank calls.
We're sorry about that.
We're sorry. So pranks now, they say. We say. We all going to do pranks.
All right, I'm going to try and keep you focused.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
You're just getting drunk over there. And hey. I'm passing up on my couch tonight.
I should be
no
good.
More nerd talk.
It was like all two right. shots.
Fuck nerds, man. I don't want any nerds calling in tonight. If you're a nerd, don't call in the show.
Is it on?
No, it's off because the nerds call in too early.
Oh.
How much you want to bet Jonathan is the first caller of the night?
I bet you $5 he is the first caller of the night.
Hey, man. What's up?
I bet you
Hey. I forgot. I can't
hey,
talk.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey, Carlito. He's always talking real loud. But far away. He's like, hey, Carlito. Hey. Oh, man.
He said he fucked his girlfriend today.
What?
Word?
Jonathan. All
hey,
right, man.
We got to talk to him. Get him Woo. On the line.
Well, right. maybe not today, but he said it today that he fucked her.
Oh, word?
Wow.
He tests.
Well, good for you, man. But
DDU giving him shit all
So he's
day.
Not a 47-year-old virgin anymore.
All right.
Well, he's not.
Congratulations. Go ahead and do that one right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, let's a little applause right here for that right there. And our condolences to the woman.
Carlito.
Yes, our condolences to the woman. Yeah, go ahead, Milkman. I got the music
okay,
for you.
Open up the 800 line, man, because I got a special caller who wants to call right now.
Oh, my God. Senator Orrin Hatch, everybody, calling in tonight. I didn't mean to announce it yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Hang on.
All you hecklers, get ready.
I'm not going to get the toll-free line out. Who is it? Send me a message on...
Just go ahead. He's got it.
All right, whatever.
We're going to get you a website, reviewedporn@madhouse.com.
Reviewed porn at madhouse.com.
You get to watch all of us softy seconds.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's hard to get a long porn for free on the internet, you know? You're going to get like 30 seconds is the most you can get.
Aren't you going to feel bad that he watches something that somebody else already watched? Like,
yeah.
She's been used.
Well, here's the thing.
No sticky pages.
Every single porn you see, there's a different woman, right? How many women in America are doing porn?
You'd be surprised. We don't even get to see all of it.
Yeah, but in America, I mean,
not enough.
Don't you think at some point you'd meet a woman who has been in a porn?
I've heard them on the radio.
I don't know.
Haven't you?
I don't know if I have. I don't know. I know a stripper.
Two strippers.
Yeah, but strippers don't all do porn.
I had a stripper.
They all do drugs. They all do cocaine.
Yes, they do. I realized that real quick.
Strippers love cocaine.
First one I met, straight
cocaine.
Cocaine!
That's a stripper drug right there.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Yeah. I lost my job. Yeah. There we go.
All right, you got the line open?
The line is fucking up. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in a curse. No, you're fine, Will.
Okay.
It's enabled, man. So the toll-free line is open. If you want to reach us on AOL Instant Messenger, you want to hit us up at Madhouse Radio. Again, that is Madhouse Radio.
Should I do that over there?
How do I
get in that crazy-ass chat room?
I don't know. The phone's ringing.
You know what?
Fucking late.
Should monitor the chat room.
You should.
Is that over there?
The chat room is... You can open it up.
Okay.
Oh, hang on, let me
well,
get that
we'll
ready.
Take a break
yeah,
in like
yeah,
10
we'll,
minutes
do that,
or 15
yeah.
minutes and do that.
Madhouse Radio, you on the air?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Nugs? What
hey,
you doing,
how
man?
How you doing, man? How you doing?
We're doing good. How are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm great.
Great, man. You sound like in a very fun mood. You're not really 12, are you?
No.
I turned off the wrong phone. You're not 12, right? You're like 16, 17?
Yeah. No, actually, my mommy told me I was 3.
Yeah, you know, okay. Yeah, that's what you said last time you called in. Dude, you know what? Seriously, I listened to those calls today. Funny shit, man.
Thank you.
Insanity. Funny shit, man. Especially the call where you told the lady you did a roundhouse kick and kicked her and stole the chocolate from her. To the anger management place, that was great, man.
Oh, yeah.
Good work with that, man. Good work with that. So,
yeah, thank you.
So how's your week been? What have you been up to?
Man, I've been trying to stay out of jail, man.
That's good, man. It's an everyday struggle.
Trying to do whatever.
That's right, man. Well, trying to still make a living, right?
Yeah, right now I'm about the highest plane. I feel like I can jump off a building and live.
I'm like, right now I'm to the point where I'm actually seeing colors and hearing sounds. So, you know.
All right, man. Right on, man. So, I don't know. You want to do a prank call? I got a bunch of numbers here.
Yeah, man, let's crank them all up, though.
Let's do something. I've got Insane Motorsports and Apparel. How do you mix motorsports and apparel? What the fuck is that? We got car parts and car shirts.
I got leather and I got hats.
Jesus Christ.
Not like a motor hat. Let me tell you about them, baby.
We got used car parts. We got car mats. We got Febreze for your car. And we got Dale Earnhardt shirts.
Oh, yeah. How about the Jimmy Dice?
Hey, just ask them about their Dale Earnhardt shirts.
I got a damn Evel Knievel outfit.
Number three, Dale Earnhardt. All right, man, we're going to call Insane Motorsports and Apparel. I had a song that I wanted to hear all day today, and that's Ice Cube, It Was a Good Day.
Play it.
And we're going to play that here. And we'll be right back after this with the next call.
Oh, my
tonight.
God.
First call.
Just played out.
You shut up, clown. Bitch.
Better than yours, just music.
Yeah.
Told you. Oh man.
Moving right along.
God, I hate fax machines. We got the Camp Jubilee.
Yeah, bring Christopher on.
Alright. Camp Jubilee, here comes.
Hello. 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 Yes. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I was calling because I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you what do y'all do over there exactly?
Well, we are basically an organizational camp in the Wenatchee Forest, and we have cabins and rented out to groups for different events.
Okay, well, listen here. Okay, we're thinking about having an annual Wakalolo picnic over there. How much would it cost to have that?
What kind of picnic?
Wakalolo. Do you? How much would it cost to have the picnic?
And what exactly is the Wakalolo picnic?
See, I'm a direct descendant of the Wakalolo Indian tribe, and we weren't having them out there in Kansas, but they changed the law where you were allowed to shoot at Red Indians, so we don't do that there anymore because too many accidents occurred, so we need to move it.
Alrighty. What all would this involve?
Well, it'd probably be about a 4-day festival. We'd bring some totem poles, do some rain dances, and we might have a bare-naked deer scavenger hunt to see if we could bring back the most deer feces that look like states of the United States of America. Because I know this is no joke. One time we went out in the woods and I found this piece of deer turd look like Texas. I swear to you.
Okay. Well, can you hold on for just a moment?
I sure can.
Okay.
Calendars. We go by the Indian calendar. And we do that by using astrology and the stars and the signs that our gods give to us.
Okay.
So, I don't know how to convert, but here, we be coming there on Waitiki. The 4th of Waitiki through about the 6th of Waitiki, which is a 3-day, which is actually two numbers, but we count by threes.
Okay. Well, is it like in, do you have the regular seasons like summer, spring, winter, fall?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, if you want, you may join us in the festivities. We invite all people of the Caucasian persuasion to come out and join us so we can recreate the Thanksgiving, you know, like you could be John Smith and we can give you one of our fine young Indian ladies who we can call Pocahontas and y'all can fornicate to have children. And therefore, that way we know we can be legal here.
I'm absolutely not interested in that, but...
it was just an offer. That's just for say.
Yeah. But what season are we talking about? In the spring? In the summer?
The season of Walu, which is kind of... I guess you could say it's like spring.
Okay.
But, just to let you know, toward the end of the night, some of our members, they tend to get a little rowdy, and the last time we had one of these over in Kansas, we had a couple of guys who decided to go in the woods and put war paint on, and they went crazy into the forest, and they came back with all kind of deers and everything else, and apparently they killed a koala bear. I never knew koala bears lived in Kansas, but, you know, things happen.
Yeah. Well, what we would have to do would be to be able to line up your calendar with our calendar and figure out what dates exactly to see if the camp is even available at that time?
Well, I mean, even if it isn't available, we can live in the woods. That's what we do. We're Indians. You know, build a couple teepees, you know, go find the nearest river, and, you know, do whatever. Kind of like the last Mohicans.
Well, and about how many people are we talking about?
Well, let's see. There's me, there's Magua, there's Mohawk, there's Totem. Flying eagle or sitting bird. There's probably about 12 to 38.
Okay, so somewhere between 10 to 40.
Hold on. 37, because Red Bull, he's not coming this year. He called me yesterday and said he couldn't make it. Because apparently they had a burglary at the casino or something, I don't know.
Okay, and where are you currently located at? Are you in Yakima or...
Well, I'm about, right now I'm kind of down here in Jacksonville, Florida, because we had to bury one of our members. So I'm down here just for a couple of days or so, because we have to bury him in the woods. But we had a couple of problems with the law today, because they said that we couldn't bury him in the woods because it wasn't right. And then one of the police officers called me something that I was highly offended. He told me that I was... not supposed to be there. I was supposed to be in apartment number 8 in Oklahoma. That is the building that the Cherokees live in, and we disregard the Cherokees at all times.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, if I can get your name and number.
Okay, yes. My name is Sitting Bull.
Okay.
And my phone number, actually, I have to call the apartment we all live in Kansas. I forgot the name of the hotel, but I can give you a call back in a couple of days or so. We can work things out.
Okay. Well, the hardest part is going to be getting somehow we're going to need to be able to match the calendars up to get dates so we can tell exactly what's going on in the camp and the area at that time. And if we can do this,
I mean, we can just send you smoke signals and let you know we're still alive.
And there's no number there at the hotel?
Well, I don't know what's in it right now. Like I said, I can give you a call back.
All right.
And or if you're up for it, I can send my hawk with my message, and you can bring it back. He's real friendly. He doesn't bite. Just feed him some kibbles and bits, and he's good to go.
Okay. Well, we will wait to hear back from you and go from there then.
All right. My hawk should be there about tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to send him off in the morning.
All righty.
You have a good one.
That is a long toilet bowl flush.
This is funny.
Give us a bit. Was it a hawk or was it, what did you say, you're going to send a hawk?
Yep.
It was a hawk, right? Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know Indians used hawks. I thought they used, like, eagles. You should have said eagle. I'm going to send my bald eagle out there for you. That's funny.
I'm going to send my beaver to come down.
Look, man, if you're going to talk, fucking get away from the bathroom. He's sitting there. I got y'all speakerphone, man.
I had a turd in the shape of Texas. That was great.
My God, that was good, man. That was fun.
I came away
a deer turd, honest to God, the shape of Texas.
I want to know. I don't want to know about it. I hate deer turds, man. What the fucking deer turds? Don't they just
like
have pebbles? Yeah, there's like pebbles.
They're like the freaking
like berries.
Pumps.
Yeah,
they're like cocoa puffs.
Yeah, man.
They're little kibbles and bits.
That's what they're like. Yeah. Craig says nerds run the fucking
world.
Do another call.
Want to do another call?
Me?
Yeah.
Sure, man. Let's crank it up. I'll pull Fleeta out the box. Let's go.
All right. All right.
Oh, my God, Fleeta.
Oh yeah, the black lady. She's the one that called. Hey man, give me what's her face's number. Give me the bus driver chick again. I forgot her name. Deborah, yeah, because Nugs made her crack up last time. He called. He started laughing. I got that on the podcast. It's so funny. Oh my God, she's a shit. You called her from like some kind of Sweetwater Creek Baptist Church or something like that.
Yeah, so I don't forget what it was.
Yeah, you're like, this is Frida, baby, Frida. She's like, uh huh. It's so funny. Oh man. All right, we're gonna call. Oh, here's what we got. Taxidermy. Don't they fix up dead people, or is that the
animals?
The animals, right?
Dead animals.
Stuffed animals. If you could pose JoJo, you know, your dog.
JoJo the dog? Oh, poor JoJo, man. He's dead.
Can you get my raccoon?
You had to put him down.
My pet ostrich. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Nugs, here's what you do. We'll call the taxidermy place, uh-huh. And you say that your dog is sick and dying, and ask how much it'll cost to put him, you know, to have him stuffed or whatever.
Okay.
And then we'll actually go like this. Then we're gonna go. You're gonna say, "Hang on, baby, real quick. All right, that you know that price sounds okay." And then we'll go. And then he's. When can you come pick up this dog? All right.
So you guys say, "Wait a minute, hold on, give me a moment."
Oh man.
I'm just damn sick of this dog.
You're sick of this dog. He's peeing and chewing on everything, motherfucker.
Quiet dog.
Stop dog being nice and quiet. Alright, we gotta stop joking around. We're in a funny mood. We gotta play some music and move on with the show. Hang on.
High, motherfuckers.
Yeah. I guess we are high. What's a good high music? We already played that
Afro,
guy.
Hey, you should download, I forgot his name, though.
Afro Man?
That's probably one of the best high music.
Oh, yeah? Look at that. You shouldn't be smoking, you're too young. Hey, we're gonna play Pusher Man.
Too young, nothing, though.
Whatever, man, behave yourself. Get me in trouble with your mom again, like last time.
Whatever.
Alright, hang on, everybody. We're coming with the next prank call. Just a moment.
Thanks for calling Top Gun Taxidermy. Leave us a message and we'll call you back as soon as we can. Thank you.
Fat Dog Convenience Store. Damn, that would have been great, that idea about the taxidermy, man. Damn it. We had such a nice time planning that. You want to call a convenience store, then?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Fat Dog Convenience Store in Texas. Frankston, Texas. Okay, here that comes. One moment, folks.
Fat Dog Beverages.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, baby?
Fine.
Yeah, I need some help.
Pardon?
I need some help.
What you need?
Well, I need some macaroni and cheese and some collard greens. How much is that here, baby?
Hold on just a second.
You know, speak English. King John Doodoo.
Hello?
Hello, yes. How you doing, baby?
Huh?
How you doing, baby?
How do I know you?
No, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Man, do it. Listen here, baby. I need some prices on some food.
You need some what?
Some prices on some food. Do y'all not speak English down there?
No, not really.
Don't get smart, boy. I will come to the zone and hit you my belt.
Well, I'm down here. Come on.
I'm a Taylor Reed black belt. Don't mess with me. I'm a crying, shopping grandmama. You don't want one of me.
I don't.
No, you don't.
All right.
I beat up Chuck Norris. You don't want none of me. I'm crazy.
All right. Well,
on,
I can understand it.
Bring it on. Chop, chop, bitch. Come on, let's go. I'm ready.
Huh.
You want to do something then, boy? Chop, chop,
yeah.
Boy, instead of you.
Chop, chop?
Yeah, chop, chop.
Oh.
Karate chop.
So is that going to be all for you?
Hell no, I'm ready to fight now.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it then. I'm going to whoop your ass in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm an atheist, though, so I really don't really... I'm
just going to throw ass right in the hell then. Let's go then, boy. Chop, chop.
Well, all right. Well, it's nice talking to you, but
yeah,
I got to go.
You better be scared, you atheist bitch.
I love you, and I'll see you later.
God bless you, baby, you bastard.
Well, you made him laugh. That's pretty funny. Nigga's funny. So he talks. Oh, man, hang on. Let me clear the line real quick.
Clear in the line.
All right, so what else is up, man?
I don't know.
What are the voices? You got the old black guy, right?
Yep.
You got the old black guy. You do the old black lady. You do the little kid.
I got a whole arsenal, dog.
That's right, man. Do you have a CD you're working on, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, and I'm on track number, like, 28.
Oh.
It's going to be big.
You're on track? Oh, you're working on the 28th one right now.
Yeah.
Wow, man. I'm still working on it. I've
just,
got...
Some company down here that produces, like, comedy CDs and stuff, they want to pick it up, so...
Oh, shit. Well, there you go, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know.
Well, let me know when it's out, and I'll definitely get a copy, man, as long as you sign it.
Yep, free printing.
Whatever, man. I'll pay. I don't care. I don't need no charity.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in, bro.
No problem, man. Anytime,
nice
talk. Dude.
Yeah, don't be a stranger. And, all right,
man.
Get back in on the TeamSpeak if you can.
All right, I'll catch y'all later, man.
All right, man. Later.
All right, man.
Thanks, everybody. And an awkward silence befalls us. Hang on, let me get Clone open here, get Milkman open here. We'll turn Nugs back on.
All right, there, man.
I got stuck for a minute when he said, let me get the price on some macaroni and
cheese. And collard greens.
I got stuck on that for like a minute,
the
2 minutes.
Macaroni.
I'm a fighting grandma.
Yeah, macaroni, cheese, and collard greens.
I laugh harder on the Mac.
Yeah.
I'm a fighting grandma. I love that.
I like hot sauce on my macaroni and cheese, man. That's a good combination. You ever do that?
That's a good shit boy.
Oh, you know what's good with macaroni and cheese? A1 steak sauce. You put that A1 steak sauce in the macaroni and cheese. You try it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Macaroni and cheese with mushroom, cream of mushroom soup.
There you go. That's my man over there. That's
you mix
what I'm
it?
Talking about.
Are you mixing
I'm
it?
I'm telling you, man.
Condensed soup. You mix it in. It's like
a
sauce.
Man. Throw in a little bit of onions.
Yes.
And tuna.
Yep.
And you got
tuna casserole
on the stovetop, man. My girl Sweet Kisses told me that menu right there. Whoa, man.
Put it on a piece of bread. Call it shit on a shingle.
Oh, man. Hey, the phone is ringing. This is our first call back of the night. No, it's Jonathan, though. All right, Jonathan. I told you he'd be the
first one
to call.
This is my $5.
Yeah. Jonathan, you just cost Will $5.
Jonathan.
What's up, Carlito?
You owe me $5, man.
For what?
Now for all the times you call in, man. You owe me $5. I'm just playing with you. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I heard you got something tonight. What's up with that?
Yeah,
what's up? Jonathan.
Yes, I did.
Tell us all about that. All right, so you met on the internet?
Say that again?
Did you meet her on the internet, or do you know her already?
I've been knowing her for a long time.
Oh,
you've
like,
been on her for a long time? You've
damn,
been on
that's
her?
That's how you do it, man. He puts a beating on. Jonathan's like, giggity, giggity. So you've been working on it for like 10 years now? You finally got in?
Yeah.
Was it the first time with her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Good, man. So what do you rate it? 2, 1, and 10. What did you give it?
Not for sure.
No, I'm starting to think he didn't really do it, Will. I'm starting to have my doubts. You know, this kind of thing, you're real quick when it happens. You know, you're like, you know, snappy. What the hell is
what's
this? Clone saying something nasty. What are you saying? Lies.
Oh,
lies.
Yeah.
Lies. They don't believe you. Anyway.
They're trying to get a date with her already.
Wow. That's creepy.
That is creepy. I'll fix that real quick. There we go. So, what else is going on, man? How's the bus industry treating you? How's the price of diesel doing?
I'm pretty good. Got a brand new bus.
You got a brand new bus?
Yep.
Well, you get a 2007 model?
Uh-huh.
Is it a Bluebird?
Yes, it's a Bluebird.
Oh, they still make Bluebirds, man?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Has it got AC on it?
Yep, it's a conventional. It's not a pusher this time.
What the hell's a pusher? It's a conventional and a pusher. I know, right? That was a great...
He's
great.
The bus man, man.
Yeah, man. So tell me the truth about this. It's got AC on it, right? Does it have seatbelts on it?
Yes. The newer buses are equipped with seatbelts.
Man, I remember the old, like, when I was in high school, the football team, we got shit, so we ended up having to take, like, the oldest bus that they had on campus, and it was the Bluebird that had the engine, like, right by the driver, so whenever the thing drove, it was like, the whole time, and you compared it to the older ones with the engine in the back, and it was so much louder than that, it was, like, the engine was sitting right there.
The
like in the
days,
front of the bus.
The old home. Days without seatbelts. Yeah. That used to be fun.
Yeah, no seatbelts on the bus in Florida.
Nah.
And no AC, man. And in Florida, heat, that's pretty bad, man.
You sweat to death.
Man, April, it gets hot here, you know what I mean? April, it's like in the 90s sometimes, right? Is it?
The humidity makes it feel like 120.
Yeah, and those nasty-ass buses, and it stinks in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot of buses that way.
Yeah, that sucks, man. You got? Are you in a union?
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're not in the union. Are you really in the union?
Lies.
He's in the bus. he's in the bus union.
We used to ride those old buses from the 60s. They didn't have no padding on the back of the seats. They're solid metal.
That's good, though, man. I bet you those things are still running right now. I bet you some black man made a restaurant out of it. There was you remember that dude on, the black dude on Colonial back in the day? You weren't back here then. This guy, he gutted out this old school bus and made a restaurant out of it. He had chairs in it and everything. And he used to park it on the side of the Colonial here. And people drive up and go and sit inside the bus and eat.
That's what's
up. Yeah, he made his own rolling restaurant, man. That guy was a trip. He had some good ribs, man. He made ribs, and I got them a few times.
The jerk chicken is good. On the side of the road, the jerk chicken is what's up.
I don't like jerk chicken, man.
I jerk my own chicken.
Carl jerks his own chicken, just like Jonathan knows. Right. What's up, Jonathan? You were saying we interrupted you. What's up?
I was in Orlando last week, and I was trying to get a hold of you.
The hell, you didn't come over and bring me my cookies, motherfucker.
Yeah, I was trying to get a hold of you to see if we can meet up. Somewhere.
Stalker. You should have known. You should have known how to get. You could have called the madhouse line.
Stalker.
I got it, and you turned it off.
The mouth line, man. You know what's the number you call in? Tell everybody how to call in.
Let's go, Radman.
The number is 888-278-8509.
Oh, hang on. Someone was singing. Say it one more time. What's the toll-free number if you want to call in? Jonathan, take it away.
The toll-free line to call in is 1-888-278-8509.
All right. Good deal. We're going to put down a
there
commercial.
There you go. There you have it.
We're going to put down the commercial with your permission, man.
That's fine.
All right, man. Well, hey, congratulations on everything tonight.
Jonathan.
You know?
Yeah. It was nice talking with y'all.
Hopefully she doesn't get pregnant.
Cheeseburger.
You don't think she'll get pregnant?
I hope not.
Is she 50?
Tell her to come on.
She's 47. How fucking fertile can he be?
She's how old? 45?
Yeah.
Is she postmenopausal?
Say that again?
Do you think she's postmenopausal?
Dead.
Yeah.
All right, so you got nothing to worry about.
You're good there, man.
Yeah, you're good, man. You can go, yeah. Just no rubbers, nothing, man.
In that river. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, man. We're very happy for you. We hope everything works out with the marriage.
Yay. I hope so.
All right. If she breaks your heart, you let
put
us know.
Put her on the phone, Jonathan.
Yeah. If she breaks your heart, let us know. We'll kick her ass. All right.
We'll do it.
All right, brother, man. We take care of yourself.
All right, y'all
too. Yeah, say hi to all your fans. I'm sorry, you're supposed to do that every time.
I would like to say hello to all my friends and listeners, and I hope y'all have an excellent weekend.
All right, Jonathan. God bless you, sir. All right.
God bless y'all.
All right. That's Jonathan, everybody. Blooper is just singing like a retard. I am Milkman.
I gotta do a retard voice. I think I gotta
do it. You should do a retard
Why I don't do these things.
That's perfect timing with the music. Well, good work, man. You're getting better. That's the wrong sound effect. Fuck it.
I ain't doing either, Milkman. I love you.
8.6 the mouth.
Milkman always sounds like a retard. Yeah, yeah, I bought Jake the mouth.
98.6.
Are we having fun?
98.6
in front of me.
Are we having a good show tonight, do you think? Is it average? What were
so
you
five.
Th-
I have
yeah,
man.
I would say.
I'd say we're doing okay.
I'm doing better.
Yeah, you're doing good, Will. Good work on that.
I'm not trying to cut you off yet. Your show, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Good. We're having a good night here, everybody.
A couple of more pranks. Should be good.
Yeah, we're going to do another prank here before we take a break.
God answered.
Or maybe we just have to take a caller. Jeez. People love this show, man. Why the hell would Milkman be calling the house? Milkman, I don't understand
this
guy.
He wants to do a prank. He wants to do a prank.
A file.
Milkman, you're on the air.
This is Craig.
Craig? Oh, Craig. Hey. Oh, my bad. You know, I see Virgin Islands and I don't know for sure. What's up, Craig, man? How you doing?
It's cool. It's cool. Everything cool down here, man. When you come and take a trip, Nick?
I don't know. I got a next cruise I take. I'll probably be stopping over there in probably St. Thomas, I think.
St.
Thomas. That's far. You got to take a ferry to get out there.
You can't take no ferry.
How do you get your car?
It's like 4 hours, man.
What the fuck? That would suck living in Virgin Islands. You're stuck in this little island.
How's it 4 hours to get anywhere? It's four hours
on the ferry to go to St. Thomas.
It's an hour and a half to fly there from Orlando, and you're going to tell me it takes 4 hours to get there?
4 hours.
Fuck that shit, man. I wouldn't want to live down there.
They better have some gambling on that.
And they drink water out of these cisterns because they don't have any natural water on this island, so they got to take all the rainwater, and they recycle their piss water, too.
That's just fucking mad.
That's only when it gets, like, real, real, you know, dry.
Man, well, get used to it. The fucking world we live in these days, man. We haven't had one cold day this whole winter out here in Florida.
We can send a pipe from Alaska, but we can't send one to the U.S. Virgin Islands.
I know. That's
you should come down here, man.
I'm working on it. I'm thinking about going down there and spending some time with Milky Tits over there.
Yeah, man. He's like the only guy from the States down here. We need some new blood, man.
So,
got all kinds of inbreeding and shit going on. It's crazy.
What do you got to do down there? You guys got a Kmart, right?
Yeah, we got a Kmart, dude. It's like our only department store.
No, they got a big Kmart down there. Puerto Rico has
a big Kmart and a little Kmart.
Puerto Rico has like a two-story Kmart, man. It's insane. And you
what?
Yeah, and they've got like special escalators where you can put your shopping cart on and take it to the second floor. And they have a Sears there that's four stories high. A Sears in Puerto Rico, the Mall of America.
That sounds like something in Japan.
I don't know, but seriously, the Sears is four stories high. I think the Macy's is three or four. I know the JCPenney's like four stories high. It's sick.
We got a two-story whorehouse down that's about it.
Oh, I hang on. I'm sorry, we weren't paying attention. So, Craig, what's your relation to Milkman? Are you his master? His slave? Is he your slave?
No, he's my buddy, man.
Oh, that's good, man. Are you the guy with the iPod?
Say what?
Are you the dude with the iPod?
No, that's not him.
Wow, look at Milkman. I got a bunch of friends now, man. Look at that.
He's the man, man.
His only friend used to be his cat.
Yeah, I got a couple.
That's good. Look at Milkman getting out there. All right, man. Good for you.
When I came out, he introduced me to all the strippers and shit. He's real cool.
Strippers. Oh.
Yeah.
Milkman Secrets. Milkman.
Is he there now?
You listen to him now. Someone's crackling over there. What the hell? Is that clone? Jesus. All right.
Well, Craig, I'm glad.
That's a big bag of Fritos.
Whatever, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. What are you doing? Stop.
Coach is always eating. What's up with that?
Yeah, hang on. We've got, I got a video here that's called How to Avoid Being Arrested by Cops. Clone, just pay attention to this, man. You might need this information.
That's the one I told you about.
We don't have no cops down here.
I can't hear shit.
Cops are optional, man.
We ain't got no cops down here. What's a cop?
Yeah, over there, like in Puerto Rico, too, it's like cops don't exist. You can speed wherever you want, except for the highway.
Optional, man.
Yeah. And they drive those, like, four-wheelers, don't they? Those really weird Jeep-looking things.
Yeah, we got cops and explorers.
And explorers, yeah, that's in Puerto Rico. And they've got, like, full body armor all the time in Puerto Rico, man. Every cop has, like, fucking body armor.
Like,
sick. They're like, they got their Kevlar on, like, 24-7.
They're at war.
They're at war, yeah, with each other. You know, there was this video that came out 3 years ago in Puerto Rico. These cops, they were going to do a raid on a drug house. They hit the wrong house. They hit the one next door that was having a baptism party with, like, 20 members of family. They went in there with billy clubs and beat everybody up and, like, threw women on the floor. And they had the wrong house. And they showed the video next door of the people. The drug dealers just got away. Like, drove off. And they didn't even know.
It's starting to sound like Cuba.
Well, it is pretty much. Puerto Rico's a sad, sad place. Yeah. So, hey, Craig, man, thanks for calling in, bro.
Yo, no problem.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. Spread the word there with all the Virgin Islanders.
Cool.
You know, we accept, people of that race. You know, we're open-minded here. We've got an Asian here. We've got, we have pretty much, I'm Hispanic. Will, you got African-American in you.
Pesos.
All right, yeah, whatever. And Milkman is Asian.
Don't forget the Gringos, man.
But white people. Clone is a white person, and he's a...
I'm Cherokee Indian.
I'm part Native American, dude.
Yeah, see, we got... Oh, man, this is a beautiful moment right here.
Yeah, I'm big chief, man.
This is a beautiful moment. We're all here together in the day after Martin Luther King Day. When was that, Monday?
The day after.
It's Martin Luther King.
You mess up on one day, man. How are you going to mess up on one day?
Hey, did you see my Martin Luther King Day tree out there?
You have a Martin...
I kept my Christmas tree out for Martin Luther King Day.
You got to take it down on my birthday.
That's when we keep it up there until my birthday.
You forgot to water it, man.
No, it's we don't have that problem anymore. This one's
it's
artificial.
Fake, man.
It's a fake one. It looks,
can't
it's good.
Can't pour beer in your tree all year, man.
What's that $5 one from Walmart?
No, it's $35.
Okay,
from Target.
No,
all right.
Okay,
I'm going to shop at Walmart.
No, wait. After 25th, it was like $5. $3 for the same tree.
Really?
Yeah.
I paid $35 for that Target,
lit,
man.
Lit. They were lit up for 10.
Wow. All right, Craig, we're going to go, man. Thanks for calling in, bro. All
right, thank you.
All right, man. Later, man.
That's fine, man. I mean, it's my fault for having a Christmas tree up on January 19th. It's half out. You see the bottom part of it's all gone? I started putting it away. Yeah, and then the cat, like, finished it up. Fucking cats, man. I kept breaking the fucking thing. Hang on, I got to take these doofuses off of mute here. There you go, Doofus and Gallon.
Fuck you. I don't ever want to be on your show again.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're always here. Every week he says this. Clone quits every week and he comes back.
Don't make fun of my friend.
Every Thursday, like at 8 o'clock.
Who I remind you of, though?
KDK? No.
Oh.
Who?
Thank you very much.
Wrong.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, KDK.
I'm the best you've ever heard.
KDK is an ass, man. He pissed me off over the weekend. I'm not speaking terms with him right now. Just so you all know right now. I'm not very happy with him. Make of that what you wish, but you know, he's got to watch his mouth, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Tell him how it is, man.
Watch your mouth, man. Don't be talking back to me. Don't talk shit to me. And the same thing goes to Dr. Lego, too. I don't want to hear anything from him. I don't need to be hearing that shit, alright? You shut up, too, Dr. Lego. You need me. I work for
everybody
you.
In the mouth.
I work for both of you, you know? If you don't want me on, pull the plug. You know what to do, man. Don't disrespect me. None of you disrespect me. You too, Milkman. Don't disrespect me either, man. I'll cut you off.
That's right, man. We all here in the house.
Cut you off, too, Will.
Here's the baby powder. Here's the baby powder.
I'll cut you off, too, Will. Just watch out. Who's Daryl? Daryl in the chat room. Right, anyway. Seriously, I love all of you. KDK's cool. You know, Lego's cool. They just sometimes I gotta let them know who's boss here. You know, who's the boss of PC? That's me. You know, Lido's boss. Yeah. I also like to say KDK and Lego. And... All right, so that's it. I said all I'm allowed to say. Anyway, Clone Man, when's your next show gonna be? What's going on with you? You're getting lazy.
No, I just figured out I fixed my shit today, hopefully.
All right, man. Yeah. So the Clone Homegrown show is coming up. You know they still got Poop up on the PCR chat and the PCR, the PCR deal, the PCR webpage? He doesn't do a show anymore, does he?
Got who?
That
who?
Poop kid. You know that kid Poop?
No, Pimp Slut.
Pimp Slut, that's what I meant. There's this kid on here named Poop, and he's funny. He keeps asking, play that racist music. He's probably the dude asking for racist music. He always wants him to play that Johnny Rebel racist music. He's so stupid. I played it once as a joke, and he's like, woo, that's the best
where
music ever.
By that?
I don't know where that kid is. He talks shit about Kitty King's cat. That would be Poop. I'm trying to find. You never heard Johnny Rebel before, man?
The Pimple Bot lives right over there in Spring City.
So he lives somewhere somewhere on the west coast of Florida.
Yeah, just south of Crystal River, man.
I guess.
Spring Hill.
Spring Hill, that's right. Dude, one of the Winamps crashed, man. This sucks. The backup Winamp crashed. Hang on, let me kill it. Hopefully it doesn't kill the whole show.
Uh-oh.
God damn it. We should go to the break first and then do that. Let's do one more prank call before we do that shit. Hang on, let me get that ready.
Will you play that song for me then on the break? You know what song I'm asking? The new Jimi Hendrix song I sent you?
Yeah, I got that. I got to find it. Damn it, I forgot. Shit. I'll play it. I will play it during the show.
Oh, hell.
We will play it. I got the Jimi Hendrix and Snoop Dogg thing, yeah. All right, Milkman, stop moving the mic.
20th century boy.
Stop moving the mic, motherfucker. Jesus. All right, out of all these Johnny Rebel songs, which one should we play? We got the Confederate. Nah, I don't want to play that. We got
none.
None. See this guy.
Put it on random.
On random.
Shows up.
Well, this one we've done
not
before.
Not there. Over there.
This is. Hey, you remember when we called the guy in Alabama, the black dude, and we started playing Alabama Nigger to him?
Yeah.
So pissed off. I'm an Alabama Nigger.
Dude, that was funny.
Yes, sorry. This is a bad song. That's fine. You coughed all over me. Wow.
That was before we could play the music in the phone. Call him back.
Stuff there, man. All right.
People make music like this, man. It's fucked up. All right. One more prank call then. All right. Before we take a break real quick. It's getting late here. I got to be up.
And have my song queued up for break.
Who we're going to call? Yes, we will play your song after break. I'll do that. We got Hot Diggity Dog.
After break. During break.
Whatever. Some angry asshole answered at 1209. Hot Diggity Dogs. Oh, we got a sexy. I don't know. But we'll call this angry asshole. All right. Fine, good. We're in agreement. Excellent, great.
Yeah.
Let me find a song here to play.
Perfect.
We played that recently. I don't know. I wanted to play some AC/DC, but I'm not too sure I want to do that. Yeah, I know. Well, I can just put. I'm just trying to find something to play. Ooh, Beat Nuts. I haven't played that in a while. There we go.
That T-Rex I sent you.
Ooh, you're gonna beat your nuts.
Very, very good. Very good, man. That's very mature of you. Will has his mature hat on tonight, everybody.
I don't give a fuck.
All right, hang on. Next prank call tonight's coming right up.
Hey, that was pretty quick, man.
Who is?
Yeah, my name is Valente.
Hey, who?
Valente Garcia, how you doing?
Valente, what's happening this fine evening, man?
Not much, brother. How are you, man?
I'm friggin' working, bro.
How bad? How hard? I'm stupid. How hard are you working?
You know, man, it's never a dull moment.
Okay, you're being kind of rude to me, though. You're everything all right between me and you?
Oh, hell yeah, man. I'm not being rude. I'm
all right.
How it is, man.
People usually aren't nice to me on the phone anymore, you know, because they count my weight.
Nice, dude. I've been in the same gig you've been in.
So yeah?
I understand.
That's awesome, man. So you're a big guy, too?
Not bad. What's happening?
Nothing. You sound pretty chill and loose. You just rub one out, buddy?
I've been rubbing one out, dude. I've been sitting at my desk for the last 3 hours, man. Gotta have a little cocktail, maybe a couple of this, couple of that to keep me going, man.
At your desk?
Sure.
Do you sell stuff?
I'm a loan consultant for a mortgage company, so I'm in the mortgage industry and finance.
And what's the name of the place, Hot Diggity Dogs, man?
Because I used to, about 3 years ago, for about 4 years prior. I did concessions at Home Depots. I had 3 Home Depot locations, and then this big conglomeration came through and purchased all the spots. And
wow!
I went back into finance zone.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question. I've come across myself in a will, an old grocery store that's closed out. What could I build in there? A church?
Like, who could I market that to?
What do you got going?
A grocery store, an old grocery store, sir.
Where's it located?
Kentucky.
In Kentucky?
Yeah.
Man, I'm from Wyoming. How am I going to know about Kentucky?
Well, I'm calling for some goddamn advice, man.
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends why the grocery store go away. I mean, there's a reason it went away.
Crime?
Traffic go away? I mean,
no, there was like a hostage situation inside of it, and then they found all these bugs inside the cereal, and then the company went bankrupt.
Damn.
Yeah. And it's also haunted.
To boot. Well,
yeah.
Shit, man.
No, it's
a year-round haunted house.
It's a very old building. It was built in the 1800s.
Make this shit work for you, man.
Take
a negative and turn it into a positive.
So I was thinking turning into a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And yeah, dude. I got 9-year-old twins. I took them to a haunted house for the first time this year for Halloween.
Yeah. How old are they? 9 years old? Stoked,
and they just freaking freaked.
Yeah? Wow, man. Well, that's great. You're very
what are you trying to sell me, man?
Nothing. I'm on a radio show, and I was going to give you a prank call, but you were too nice. I'm sorry. It's just. Let me ask you a question. You're in Littleton, Colorado, right?
I am.
What happened over there a few years ago? Something's coming to mind.
Yeah, Columbine, man.
Oh, that's what it was there?
Freaking trench coat mafia freaks went through the door and started gunning people down.
Oh, yeah.
It's friggin' about 2-3 miles from here.
Well, that's something. Don't you guys build missiles out there, too, or something?
They do all kinds of shit, man.
Isn't there
shit we don't even know about, you know?
Isn't there a missile factory there or something? They build nukes there?
Nah, they used to have Rocky Flats. They cleaned that out. They closed that down and been cleaning it out for the last decade.
Well, shit, good, man.
Yeah, I mean, they got Cheyenne Mountain down in Colorado Springs, man, the command center of the universe, basically.
Oh, what, of, not NATO, of NORAD?
Well, yeah, they got the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, and then NORAD is right there in under the mountains in Colorado Springs.
Nice. That's the plan, man. If you're going to be in the Army, or I mean in the military, you want to be like a NORAD or something, you know. They put you in that big-ass mountain that can withstand a nuclear attack. That's the safest job to be right there.
Freaking towel heads killing people and freaking
watch out. The towel head. Sir, I don't mean to tell you anything, but this is a Muslim-oriented show.
It is.
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, you know, shit happens.
I don't know. Well, can you say your name? And I'm listening to Goober and the Snothead on 98.6 The Mouth.
98.6 The what?
98.6 The Mouth.
Go ahead.
98.6 Point The what?
The Mouth. 98.6 The Mouth.
The Mouth.
Yeah.
That?
We're here in Littleton.
No way.
Yes, sir. Put on your dial right now. Listen to us live. 98.6 The Mouth.
98.6
The Mouth. Tell
them
we're on HD radio.
Yeah. We're on HD radio, man.
In between the dial.
So there it is, man. Congratulations. You've won the tickets.
What did I win the tickets to?
You won the tickets to, what is it over here?
The tickets to Ride?
No, it's the Ultra Music Festival. March 23rd and 24th in Miami, Florida. Congratulations, sir.
Sweet. Round trip, tickets, all accommodations. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you got free fly and free accommodations. Congratulations.
Desk, it's like what is it, 25 to 11, and he wins this.
That's right, man. That's right. We're fucking crazy over here, you know what I mean? So, so congratulations, man.
Right on.
All right, so.
See those in the mail?
Yeah, well, I'm going to take you off the air real quick here, and we're going to go, you know, we're going to go to a song, everybody, but what's your name again, man?
My name's Patrick.
All right, Patrick, we're going to take you off the air, we're going to take your information, and we're going to be all good, all right, man?
Right.
All right, so this is a little bit of Trick Daddy here coming at you on
98.6 The Mouth.
Killer.
Are you there, dude?
I'm here.
All right, awesome, man. Congratulations, bro.
Are you kidding me?
No, seriously, you've won the...
How did that come about, man?
No, we're just calling people around them here in town, and, you know, you just happened... We got one of your business cards here out of a punch bowl, and we got you down, the Ultra Music Festival. You like techno, man?
I can like anything. I'm in, you know, whatever.
Awesome. Well, we're sending you to Liberty City. That's right outside of Miami. All right, regardless, you got Deep Dish, Junkie XL, Shiny Toy Guns, and Miss Kitten are going to be down there. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but...
Oh, hell, look out, man. I'm going to be nuts.
Are you going to be free on... this is March 23rd and 24th. This is a Friday and Saturday. We're going to be flying you down there. You're going to be staying in Liberty City, sir.
Dude, I'll be free anytime you want me to be free. I got flexibility. That's the name of the game.
Awesome, man. All right, so why don't you let us know real quick. How can we get a hold of you? You want to come down... Actually, you want to come down to the studio, sir.
I do.
You gotta make it down. You gotta make it down here probably tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, tomorrow morning is the best time to get that, sir.
All right.
All right. So can you be here?
I can do that, man.
All right. You got a pen? Write it down.
I do.
All right. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. You're gonna be going.
Yeah. Just give me the address. I can throw it in map.
All right.
What's that?
All right. Awesome. Okay. Well, make sure you get the zip code right. Right. 80123.
Yeah, that's my zip code.
All right, man. We'll see you here tomorrow, dude. Just ask for Scooter, all right?
What are you talking about?
Fourth floor.
Scooter.
Fourth floor.
I didn't get your address, man.
Dude, ask for Scooter on the fourth floor. We're at the front desk. He'll lead you down to the prize area, and you got to fill out the W-2, and you're good to go, man.
Fourth floor.
All right, well, everybody, thanks for being on the air tonight. We're going to see you guys later. Peace out, everybody,
see
and thank you for listening. Hello?
See how you are?
Okay.
You didn't give me the address, homeboy.
Dumbass. Hang on, let me make sure the... I'm sorry, I had to take that somewhere at the end. I don't know. He's probably thinking...
All right, we're back to Pearlberry in 3, 2, 1, and action.
You didn't give me the address, homeboy. What happened? Was that believable at all? I think he bought it, right? I'm gonna say he bought
that
it.
That was great.
Gotta record that one part.
So high, he fell for it.
Yeah. Let me
you
see.
Gotta clip out that part. So give me the address, homeboy.
Give me
and
the
then
address,
put madhouselive.com.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. See.
Yeah.
Fourth floor.
Scooter.
Fourth floor.
Scooter.
I didn't get your address, man.
Dude, ask for Scooter on the fourth floor. We're at the front desk. He'll lead you down to the prize area, and you got to fill out the W-2, and you're good to go, man.
Fourth floor.
All right, well, everybody, thanks for being on the air tonight. We're going to see you guys later. Peace out, everybody, and thank you for listening. Hello?
See how you are?
Okay.
You didn't give me the address, homeboy.
You didn't give me the address, homeboy. We'll call him again next week or something. He'll be like, dude, man, you got to pick up these tickets, man. What the hell? We're going to sell them.
We got some hot women here dying to meet him, man.
Oh, man, that's too funny. That is too funny. All right, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back and do a little more show before we call it a night.
Play my song.
I'm going to work on it, all right? Don't get yourself...
Oh, wait.
That's crazy fucker, man. Maybe he's got his accordion again. Remember, last time he called...
We'll help him out, man.
Crazy fucker and his crazy accordion.
Yeah,
I want to hear my Snoop Dogg song.
Oh.
You know, he heard we were going to a break is probably what it is, man. That's all it is. You heard we were going to a break. So we're going to take that break. He'll call back or we'll call him. So there it is.
All right.
It's Friday, December... No, it's January 19th. 12:36 a.m. God damn
Stuck
it.
Stuck in the past.
2006, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back after this, folks.
What a suck-ass year.
It won't end.
Not that I don't trust you.
Are you not entertained?
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't you trust me?
Are you not entertained?
I ain't got time for this, man. I'm out. Not that I don't trust you.
I'm putting them out. All I can is to be boy, man.
And you better not let me find out who you are. You crazy ass something. Because I'm going to call the real damn police.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
I don't have time for your bullshit.
Fuck you, man.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Oh, yeah? Just come over here. I'm going
to
show you.
You want to talk to your mom?
Fuck you, bitch. Motherfucker. I called.
Booed on you.
Okay, this is the song the milkman begged for us to play. This better be good. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, man.
Milkman.
KDK likes this song, too, man.
This is rap music, man. This is rap music, everybody. I'm Milkman. I know rap music.
You're Snoop Dogg, man.
All right. Anyway, we're back, everybody. A few more prank calls and a few more topics, and we're going to call it a night. Anything going on in the world we got to discuss? Milkman? Will? Anything you know of? Fark, it's Fark it real quick. Let's do a Fark run here real quick, huh? Pull that over here.
Hey, man, we're having the annual coconut contest, man. What? And we sent the promo to you there also, the coconut contest song.
Yeah, the coconut contest. Interesting. Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you've got the promo, man.
All right, well, the House passes a tax hike to big oil. Yeah, no more subsidies for big oil. Fuck yeah, motherfuckers. Kiss my ass. Fuck you, big oil. Awesome.
Yeah, fucking $1 billion record profits, man. We're paying $3 a gallon.
Fucking bullshit. You got Colbert. Stephen Colbert was on the O'Reilly Factor tonight, man. Did you know that?
Here's the wild fucker from California.
No, it's from somewhere else. I don't know. It's from Virginia. Hang on.
Hello, man. How's your on here?
It was our phone sex.
All right, let's do that. Who the hell is this?
Hell's.
Who?
Hell's Fury.
Oh, Hell's Fury. What's up, man? Fucking phone sick.
Man.
You come across like the dead over here all of a sudden. Like, hey, man.
It's our phone sex.
That's something he would say. Where the hell is that kid anyway today?
The dead, Well, he's not in the... Yeah, he's in the chat, but...
Is he alive still?
Hopefully not.
Man, oh, wow. Big statement right there, man. Watch out.
Next thing I know, I'm going to look over to the chat room and I'm going to be banned.
Yeah, well, yeah, all right.
Fuck you, man. That's not cool.
Whatever, he bans you all, I'm banning you, all right? So eat it. So eat it. Eat it, the dead. Eat it. That's right. I got your bag. You got good friends here. So, did you send me numbers? I'm assuming you sent me some numbers, right? A while ago.
Yeah, I sent numbers, but they were confirmed a long time ago.
Shit, I wasn't paying attention, man. I get in this bad run. I don't pay attention. I fuck up. A guy named Cameron. Any businesses you might have sent? It may be still open. I don't know. Let me.
No, I didn't send any businesses.
Damn, just people?
Yeah, just people under, like, 18.
Oh,
there's
my God.
One over 18. It's a teacher from a school, but...
Wow. So you're from Virginia, huh?
Yep.
Right.
How the hell did you know?
Oh, it just comes up on the thing. I got the details in front of me, but that's some shit right there, man. Virginia's an interesting town. Interesting state. What's it? What are West Virginians the ones who are dumb compared to Virginians, or is it the other way around?
Well, no, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, Virginia. I'm in the middle of Nigger Town.
So. Wow. Well, that's something.
Yeah, I'm afraid to leave the house.
Oh, that's sad, man. I'm sorry to hear that. You shouldn't be afraid to leave the house in America, man. Are you armed? Do you have weapons in your house?
I have a knife, and that's all.
That's all you need?
Yeah, all I need, probably. Go outside and get boned in the ass. I'll be like, oh, I didn't have
Swiss a army knife.
I want to learn how to do throwing knives, man. You know what I mean? When you do, when you throw it at the tree.
I don't know any of that shit. But.
Yeah, like that one guy in the movie with Whitney Houston. The guy from Dancing with Wolves, what's his face? Remember he had throwing knives? He's throwing the knives. That's a good talent. Throwing knives.
Kevin Costner.
That's the guy. Very good. All right, clone. Ding for you, man. Right on. Was that clone who said that? I guess. We'll give it a clone.
Yeah, I'm eating, man.
All right, dude.
White Castle cheeseburger.
Yeah, I got the munchies.
So, dude, I'm sorry we didn't call your number like we said we were going to, man.
No, that's all good, dude.
That's my bad. But I didn't say I was going to, but I meant to do that. I'll get you
if
next week.
If Rev comes around, well.
Yeah, well, I feel bad. You confirmed him, and I didn't do it, man. I didn't come through. It's my bad. I don't run that kind of ship, you know? You know, I like the people. I do stuff for the people. All right, man? All right. All right, Hell's Fury. Thanks for calling in, bro.
No problem, man.
All right, take care of yourself.
Well, that was something, isn't it?
I guess.
Did they talk like that in
that's
Virginia?
That's swell as hell's, man. He's all right.
That's something right there. He lives in the middle of Niggertown, he said. Wow. He said that raw racist like, too. Live in Niggertown.
Ooh.
Well, that came out really, really...
Have some phone sex, man.
I don't know. Well, good, man. Good to talk to you, man. It's good to hear from the people. If you want to call in, Milkman will give you the number to call in right now, just like Jonathan did.
That's right. 1-2-3-4-5-6. No, it's 888-278-8509. Give us a call on our dime. It's just a little bit of time.
What he said. All right. Liberty City. That's a ghetto in Miami, isn't it, Will? You don't know?
I got stuck again.
I told the guy I was going to send out Liberty City.
Yeah.
Well, you were dazing out?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do it all the time, and I'm doing the show. Isn't that sad?
I'm used to listening to it.
Yeah, it gets kind of scary. I wish I could just listen to my show sometimes, you know? Just chill.
We're all glassy-eyed.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Clone, man, where are you going to take a bong here? We haven't heard one all night. What the fuck, man? Falling behind.
I'm eating, man. Leave me alone.
Hey, it's crazy fuck. Finally. We'll keep this music going for crazy fucker.
Oh, man, sorry.
Yeah, that's something you don't do, Will.
You just don't do that here. Clone, crazy fucker, how you doing, man?
Hey, great. How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. You sound real old again. What's going on?
I sound really old?
You again. Real lately.
And like I told you, man, I had a hard day at work.
You don't work.
I sell dildos door to door.
That's nice, man. Do you sniff them?
No, I don't sniff them. I just sell them. It's a good quality product.
Yes, you do demonstrations,
man. Right on. Hang on. Let me get these guys connected with you here, man. So what's going on? Are you still on the wagon? Last we heard from you, you were on the wagon.
What wagon was that?
The I don't drink alcohol or nothing wagon.
Is that a wagon?
Well, that's what they call it. You're following the 10-step plan, you said.
Well, I got my tail in front of me, but I'll wag it for you. But, hey, how's everybody there?
We're doing good. Will's here. Say hi to Will real quick.
Is Will, I really enjoy a lot of your stuff, sir. I really do, man. When you do that Black Lady, that's some of the best, funniest shit I ever heard.
All right, thank you.
It's intelligent.
He's talking about mugs.
I know he's talking about mugs. You got the wrong guy crazy.
I know. I figured.
But it's okay.
Well, how about their clone homegrown?
Yeah, they're cool, brother.
They all look the same.
Hey, clone homegrown. Hey, clone, you need some money, dude? I'll send you $100 if you send me some herb.
He's eating right now.
All right.
Of course, whatever.
All right, hey, Carlito.
Yeah.
And I hear you're going to college.
Yes, I am. Why are you getting louder?
Well, are you working on the Death Beam or the American Dream?
Not the American Dream, that doesn't exist anymore. I'm making my own dream, the Carlito Dream.
Hey, your last caller, that really depressed me when he said he was afraid to leave his house.
That's a sad thing, man.
That is, because you're right. In America, no man should be afraid to leave his house.
That's right. We should just be afraid to leave our country, goddammit.
I want to put a super blessing on the last caller, because that did exercise a little bit of humility.
Yeah.
It's better to leave your house a little bit paranoid than it is to leave your house thinking you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof, right?
That's right, man. You don't want to get that kind of complex going on. You know,
that's
treating
right,
people like
but
that.
Hey,
what, you want some shit, motherfucker?
Is that it?
Are you kidding? Oh, hey.
Wow.
Here's what I wanted to say. Can we do a prank call?
Yeah, but can you play your accordion during it?
Yeah, I will.
Get that accordion. Give us a tune real quick. This guy has the crazy accordion. You ever heard of it yet?
Yeah. Not my accordion. It's my girlfriend's squeeze box.
You don't have a girlfriend's squeeze box. Yeah.
She got on her chest.
My grandfather had a squeeze box, like the pirate.
And I play it all night.
Right on, man. You play the squeeze box all night?
That's why I have to.
The double fun bags? This guy. All right, play a crazy tune. Come on, so we can do a prank call already.
Well, we all live in America, and we're all different colors. Some of us paint our faces to try not to look like the others. But here in America, you can pretty much do what you please, as long as you do it to yourself, then you'll not get in the big squeeze. But don't piss off the goddamn piece of shit motherfuckers who control the world.
goddamn bastard! Fuck all you people who think your shit don't stink! Give me a minute and let me tell you what I think! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
This guy loves it.
Oh my god.
Oh man, you never cease to amaze us, dude. Are you still there? Oh my god.
He's definitely a Republican lover.
Man, I think
he's asking you to PM him. Man.
Yeah, that guy
has
something
special message for you.
That guy has something special. Who wants to be here for me? Who? What?
Kong.
Who the fuck is Kong?
Kong. Yeah, look over in the chat, man.
Okay, is that the federal agent who's about to buzz me? I sent him
No, not that guy.
Okay.
That's Crazy Fucker's buddy.
That's Crazy Fucker's buddy? That's excellent.
No. Kong, man. Message him.
I did. All right. Done. We're almost out of here. Clone, any thoughts on the on how good, you know, being sober is doing on old Crazy Fucker over there? I see him improving a lot.
Dude, just call me Poop for the rest of the night, okay?
All right, Poop. Whatever you say, man. What's Clone's problem? That Clone's in
tizzy. Poopy.
I don't know what's wrong with the Clone. I guess Clone's all pissed off. Whatever. Too bad.
No, it's just Osama fucked things up for me.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, sorry, man. Sorry about that. We got to do one more call here. We're going to call it a night. We got a Quickie Mart in California. Awesome. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm about to do it. Hang on, everybody. Last prank call of the night is coming right up. You ready for the last call of the night, Milkman?
All right, man. Let's break it loose.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know, Will. That's it. Show's over, man. Sorry, Milkman. Sorry, Clone. We end on a sad note. No. Well, we did okay tonight. We didn't do too bad, but I got to get going anyway. Sorry.
I DM'd you, man. Did you see my message?
Yes, I'm going to play that song. Yes, I'm going to find it right now. Don't worry about it. We're going to play it at the end right here. We're going to go out.
Get the coconut song, man.
Hang on. Fucking, this song is so stupid. Hang on. Forcing me to do this. Hang on. I got to go to...
All right, just do this Hendrix song alone, then.
We did that already. I'm playing that song again.
You didn't play the whole thing. You only played like 30 seconds of it.
We played it under everybody, man, while we're ending the show.
No one could hear it.
Well, it's still played. Say your goodbyes, man. Take us out of here.
Goodbye.
Is that it? Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Love your sweet kisses.
All right, whatever.
You, Craig.
You're doing a bad job tonight. Well, I want to thank
all you crazy coconuts out
I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to thank Craig called in, Jonathan called in, Crazy Fucker called in. Yeah, Crazy Fucker did call in. Clone, I want to thank you for calling in. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, Carlito.
Yeah.
Missed you, Madman, this week. No. Maybe you'll be back with us next week. Thank you for the chat, man. It went down for a couple hours today. Don't know if it got hacked or not. But thanks anyway. Thank you, man, for your
Jesus Christ, Milkman.
On the show in which you're lacking tonight.
God damn it. Milkman's just making crazy noise over there. He doesn't understand this is going on the air. All right, Milkman, what's up? What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Alright, man.
What the hell? This is very awkward. Very awkward moment.
Well, I had a good night, everybody.
Yeah, Will. Will's here. Yeah, I forgot about Will. Where are my sound effects at?
I don't know.
Where's Will at? This is Will's sound effect. Which sound effect do you want?
I don't know. Caveman.
I don't have Captain Caveman. I gotta get Captain Caveman. I'll give you that one. Alright. Milkman, so say goodbye to everybody, man. What's with the normal goodbyes? We're waiting here on you, man.
Alright, man, I want to thank all my friends out there, especially Mr. Madman, who's in absentia, but we do love him, man. Thanks a lot for all the great service you provide here with IRC Lazy Man, where everybody can stop in, smash each other in the mouth, and come back and shake hands if your van ever gets lifted. Thanks a lot to big Mr. Madman. Also, I'd like to thank all our great friends there in the madhouse, especially Mr. Nugs, a special guest tonight. Great calls, man.
Oh, yeah,
and
Nugs.
And our new special guest, Mr. Will.
Thank you.
Long-time missing member, Johnny Appleseed. You trust with the big convoys into eternity.
Amen.
Thanks
to that.
Lot, Mr. Clone. You did a wonderful job. Missed your big bomb hits. And especially, I'd like to thank our fearless leader right here in the madhouse.
Yeah.
Mr. Carly and the Generalissimo of the madhouse.
Hey, hey, shut up.
God bless Carlito. Hey, thank you.
All right.
Smoke weed every day.
There we go.
I don't need thanks, everybody.
About time.
We're done. We'll be here next week, everybody.
I'd especially like to thank Craig, my girl, Sweet Kisses.
Jesus.
But all of you out there who really matter to us, the listeners, thank you
so much
for tuning in and taking part in our interactive entertainment.
Are you done?
Stay tuned.
Finish it up.
Stay tuned. Coming up next Thursday, the Madhouse. We love you. We'll see you then. Back to you, Big Carlito.
Coming up on Madhouse Radio is Rotation. So be sure to listen to that, madhouselive.com. And, yeah. Who's on tomorrow?
Well, yeah, man.
Is Zolar on tomorrow? Zolar, I don't know. Zolar's on tomorrow,
Zolar
maybe.
Is on tomorrow.
And I guess Jupe is on tomorrow, too. So check it out, man.
I think Jupe is, yeah.
Everybody's on tomorrow. Dr. Lego's on tomorrow. You know? And Rev's on tomorrow. Everybody's on.
Rev's on every minute.
Milkman's on now. Yeah.
I
love you guys. Not like
hey,
that.
How come we didn't do any calls from Rotisserie Williams?
Rotisserie Wallace is a stupid black guy. He's not that funny. I don't do a good black voice, man. It doesn't work.
I like Rotisserie Wallace.
It's a dumb black thing. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. Hey, you heard Michael Vick got arrested?
We didn't get any calls from
Michael Vick got caught. Michael Vick got caught trying to smuggle like resin onto a plane. the Miami airport. I think it was Monday or Tuesday.
Dude, I thought he had money. Why is he smoking resin?
He's an idiot. Ron Mexico. He's so stupid, man.
I'm smoking resin and that makes $3 million
a year. He got to the airport security, okay? He was carrying a bottle of water. He refused to throw away the bottle of water. They said, sir, you have to get rid of the water. It's not allowed. He didn't want to do it. He threw it away reluctantly, got on the plane, left, and then when they checked the bottle, it had marijuana resin in it in a secret compartment. It wasn't weed. It was like a marijuana residue.
Oh, on the bottle.
Inside a secret compartment in the bottle. They said
a secret compartment. Yeah, see, no one.
Why would he carry resin, though? Why would he?
That's what I'm trying to say. I make $3 million a year, and I have resin.
He makes like $33 million a year, I think.
Well, whatever.
He's got a. He's got like a big. Yeah,
he probably had a bowl or something in it, and it had some of the residue left.
No, he turned it into one of them quick bombs. It had a hole in the side, and he just passed that bitch up.
I guess. Man. Well, this is the guy who has herpes, right? And he was getting his medication under the name Ron Mexico.
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Mexico. This is Joe America. I got herpes. I'm not. Who? Michael who? That's not me, man.
Baby.
This is Rotisserie Wallace.
Hey. Yeah. I love you, dog.
Alright, whatever. We're talking too much shit. We're out of here. Thanks.
This is my special recipe right there.
We're out of here. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Losa Loser.
Thanks for the show, man. I'm out.
Yeah, shut up. Later, clone.
You don't talk to me like that, bitch.
I don't even know who the fuck.
Why don't you
fuck
put your man on the phone, I said.
Fuck you.
What are you crying for?
Just that one died.
Ma'am?
Yeah?
I have gas. Listen.
Oh.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.